other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second hour on this 18th of May, 2005 edition of the InfoWar. It's Real Talk Radio, where we talk about real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. Remember back when I started this radio show with Genesis about 6 years ago, syndication through them, they said, we need to call it the Alex Jones Show. And I said, no, let's just call it Real Talk Radio. And they said, no, Alex Jones. I said, okay, you can have that if you want it. But really, this is Real Talk Radio. That's what it's always been. And that's the issues that we discuss, things that actually affect you and your family. I love the T-shirt I got sent 5 years ago by a listener in Florida. I still wear it. It's got holes in it. It says Real Talk Radio. And that really boils down what we are. Not phony left or right garbage, but real talk radio, ladies and gentlemen. We get down to the brass tacks. Does it give you more liberty or less liberty? We're going to be going to your calls here in just a second. We talked about a member of Parliament, George Galloway, just tearing up the whitewash committee that tried to demonize him and try to create a smokescreen concerning the oil for food program. We'll play the full clip and have Jeff Rentz, who never does interviews, this is an ultra-rare occurrence that is coming up, joining us in about 30 minutes. And there's a bunch of other news here, too, just a ton of it, that we're going to be going over. Like the Patriot Act may be snuck back through by a particular committee. L.A. County jail tags inmates with RFID. That's all coming up before Jeff joins us. But right now, Greg in Texas. Greg, thanks for holding.
Yeah, that was a pretty powerful clip you just played. I had two quick questions. One, I was listening to your show a while back, and I heard you say that you and Paul Watson, that there are actual terrorist acts that go on, but they don't fit in with the whole script, so they're downplayed. And I was wondering if you could comment on that. And then also,
well, some of them are real rogue terrorists that are copycats that really think that there's really Muslim terrorists attacking, so they go out and carry out attacks. Because it doesn't play into the script, they're ignored. Planes are blown up, power plants are bombed. This is confirmed. There's also then government terror attacks that are carried out, so the government can tell locales that we're really under a red alert. That's why we're taking all the liberties. Follow your orders. So that's going on, too.
Oh, okay. And one thing, I was running on the Prison Planet website a couple weeks ago, and it was an article that Paul Watson wrote about the grandfather of the 9/11 movement. And he said that you had kind of basically predicted and had to you were giving out the White House number 2 months before. I was trying to go back into the archives and finding the info on that. Is anyone can find more info on that?
Well, in that article, there's the hyperlink to where I did it on TV, and the archives are out there floating around the web of the 2 months before Operation Expose the Government Terrorist.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, that's it, man. Keep it a good work.
All right, I appreciate the call, Greg. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's talk to Andy in Florida. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to ask you if you had read anything about the Illuminati card game back in the early 90s.
Yeah, that's based in Austin, Texas, the guy that does that. And in it, hijackers fly planes in the World Trade Center.
Yeah, unbelievable. And there's a picture of the Pentagon on one of the cards where it's partially burnt. And also a picture of...
Sir, Tom Clancy, Lone Gunman, Fox News... Phillips ads, Phillips TV ads on TV where F-16's bomb it, and it goes, the way we change your life, bomb the World Trade Center. They flaunt it everywhere.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I actually own a deck of those cards that I bought in like 1998 that has the Pentagon and the World Trade Center being hit.
Wow. All right, nice talking to you, Alex.
Yeah, we have that somewhere on the website, the photos, the scans of the cards. Did you see that?
On your website? No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was up there years ago, but yeah, it's somewhere.
Okay.
We need to put that in the Illuminati language hidden in plain sight section. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Bye, con Dios. More calls coming up, 800-259-9231.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the eve of Episode 3, Star Wars, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and the mainstream media everywhere is drawing the parallels between this dark empire America's built, using the pretext of a terrorist threat to expand its living space. But what the mainstream media doesn't target is government-sponsored terrorism that Lucas covers, or how secret societies are behind it. And that's in these films. That's why it resonates with the public. Well, I've written a detailed 8-page article full of dozens of hyperlinks and photographs and documents, a great way to wake up young people and Star Wars fans, and I hope people will go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and get that story and get it out to everybody. This is a great way to wake up people who've never been involved in politics or who don't know about the New World Order. Oh, there is so much to talk about. Let me cover a few news items and we'll go to your calls. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. The Iowa News Channel reports University of Iowa offers porn class. Some universities of Iowa students may be able to get an A in X-rated. The school will be offering a class on porn this fall semester. The students' slots will have been filled, and there's a waiting list to get on. Grad student Jay Clarkson is teaching the course, but he cautioned the students looking for a cheap thrill will be disappointed. He said no films or other explicit material will be shown in the class. Clarkson said the class will examine the impact on porno on mainstream culture. That might actually be a real study. But Iowa House Speaker Chris Raddus, that's the nickname of my chihuahua, Raddus, doesn't like the idea a bit. The lawmaker said the pornography class isn't something that should be taught with taxpayers' money. I don't know. If you're studying the media and marketing, it might be that what I'm against are the porn classes they have all over the country where they show porn and just get off on it, or where they make students go who are in certain getting certain degrees to transvestite class, or where they make young ladies go work at strip bars if they want their school grades, or where they have a class on stripping, or where in major California cities the state funds career day where they teach young girls that stripping is good, which then leads to prostitution. So, of course, people aren't mad about that. They're mad about a class studying it as a phenomenon, which I think is legitimate. It is a big phenomenon, folks. It's almost one of the biggest things in the media. It's like a $20 billion industry or something now. I mean, it is massive. I know really good-looking girls that were from middle-class families that I went to high school that are in porn now. And I don't mean Playboy magazine, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what they're telling in the new economy is. Women, you know, in Germany, they told a 25, 24-year-old woman with a computer engineering six-year degree, they told her, sorry, no job for you. You got to report to the whorehouse, got to serve 10 men a day. Or we're going to take you off your unemployment. She said, no, I'll wait tables. I'll bus tables. This was mainstream news. Oh, you got to go be a whore where you can catch diseases, where it destroys your psychology, because we don't make moral judgments in Deutschland. Well, we're going the same direction, folks. Moral judgments, moral rules are there because it makes society strong and people happy. These women are not happy that are topless dancers. It ruins them. I've known topless dancers. You know, I've lived in an apartment next door to one. I've known girls who got into this, and they turned into hard criminals. There might be an exception out there, but generally there's not. All right, now I'm getting off into a rant about society here, but it's unbelievable. I had a girlfriend in high school who became a topless dancer. And years later, she wanted to date me, and I went out with her a few times. I'm like, no way, you're like some type of criminal now. I mean, you're like some type of hard person who assesses people. And she was ruined, sweetest girl you can imagine. And real happy making $500, $1,000 a night, but wrecked, ruined. And the last time I saw her was about 8 years ago, and she was even worse off. So I don't know, it's just another subject, folks. L.A. County Jail tags inmates with radio frequency identification devices, or RFID for short. The next fashion accessory for some inmates in Los Angeles County Jail will be radio identification frequency devices, or bracelets. And, of course, 2 years ago, Reuters reported that state inmates, they'd signed a contract to implant them with chips, but when it got public attention, it got shot down. That's Reuters, by the way. Two Reuters articles where they announced it and where they unannounced it, retracted it. The county's largest jail system has launched a pilot project with Allen Con Technologies to track inmates using the technology. And, of course, public schools all over the country are announcing they're putting RFID and tags that children have to wear around their necks. Again, training them how to be prisoners. Absolutely amazing to see this happening. I mentioned this at the very start of the broadcast, but it's just interesting, so I'm going to cover it. We don't cover a lot of news of the weird, but this ties into something that's important, so I'll cover it. What the animal rights activists have done in this country. Hostile grackles attack people in Houston. AP. Like a scene from the horror movie The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock, large black grackles are swooping down Houston and attacking people's heads, hair, and backs. Authorities closed off sidewalks after the aggressive birds, which can have 2-foot wingspans, more than that, flew from magnolia trees Monday in front of the county administration building. They were just going crazy, said Constable Wilbert Jew, who works for the building. They were attacking everybody that walked by. The grackle zeroed in on a lawyer who shooed a bird away before he tripped and injured his face. The lawyer was treated for several cuts. It appears the birds are protecting their offspring on Monday. No, grackles don't protect their offspring. They eat other offspring. They're horrible birds. On Monday, a young grackle had fallen out of the nest, and the adult birds attacked people who got too close. Yeah, a blue jay will do that. But another one attacked a deputy clerk. It hit him with a bottle, said Sylvia Vasquez. We'll be charged for that. One guy had a rat trying to bite his grandson. He killed it, and they arrested him. The other birds came by, and one attacked my blouse and my back. Two women came to her help and fell to the ground, and the birds attacked them as well, grabbing their hair as they ran from the building. And one person fell down the stairs. I got a couple articles on this here. My point is this. Grackles just 5 years ago didn't act like this. 10 years ago, they certainly didn't. You really can't eat at a lot of outside restaurants in Austin because a few years ago, it was jump on your table, flap at you. Now it's attack you. Now it's jump on your plate, grab your food. There's three different types. There's the common grackle, the boat tail grackle, and there's one other that's in between. And these things are funny to watch. They puff up and hiss and yell at you, and they're real smart. They wade into water and grab minnows. They eat crawfish. I was just this weekend reading about them in a bird book. They eat other birds' offspring and eggs. They eat their own offspring if it's not their offspring. They're very promiscuous. They're not monogamous. They run around in basically giant flocks having orgies. I mean, you can see it on people's front lawns. A bunch of grackles going insane. I mean, they're really funny birds. They're kind of funny is what they are. But the point here is that let's talk about something serious. I've talked to people who've lived in Austin 30, 40 years. And the last time grackles tried this, people go out there with subsonic 22s that are made for shooting small nuisances, you know, squirrels in your attic so it doesn't shoot through your house. It's like a super short 22. Use a handgun. I've even used this on rats before at my grandma's. And or you can use rat shot on them, and people would kill grackles. I mean, they're everywhere. They're like cockroaches. I mean, you might have 50 of them when you're at a restaurant trying to attack you, and the restaurant's going to come and try to swat them away, and they just hiss at you and puff up. I mean, it's ridiculous. But they literally hiss at you. Take mountain lions. Every couple months I read where they grab some toddler and kill them in a backyard or grab some small woman or small man or mainly 5-year-old, 10-year-old children. And it's a minor footnote in Texas or California or, you know, it's happening everywhere. I mean, they're not even endangered anymore, though they try to claim they are. I see mountain lions all the time at our ranch, family property in East Texas. They're all over the place. You see them crossing the road now in Central Texas. People can't believe it when they see it, and it's just getting scary. And some states that are sensible let you hunt them. Not in Texas and other areas. They'll come after you. And we need to kill some of these mountain lions. We need to scare them so they get back into the wilds. But under the Wilding Project, Republicans and others are pushing under UNESCO, they're trying to stop that. Same thing goes with deer. These idiots don't want people to hunt deer. Well, white-tailed deer are like cockroaches. I mean, people all the time around here hit them. You can't have any plants in your yard that they like to eat or they'll destroy them. They'll jump your fence and eat them. Nothing stops them. You see them starving to death all over the place. And they'll let you kill one or two during deer season. You should be able to kill. Instead, that's natural, folks. Instead, some of these towns will hire people and pay them like $1,000 per deer. They trap. And they fly them to Mexico and dump them out. I mean, it's ridiculous. Thousands of dollars per deer. I've seen some cases of over 1,000 smackers, $1,200 in one case, right outside Austin to go catch these things. I mean, it's ridiculous. And these idiots feed them in their backyards and bring them in. And look, I don't enjoy killing Bambi. I get a satisfaction at 600 yards if I'm able to shoot one in the heart. You know, for marksmanship, and I really get a satisfaction being out at my aunt's place in Fredericksburg and having to bring out a big old thing, a venison stew, melt in your mouth, falling apart, cooked for a day in the oven. And I really like the sausage. I shot a few deer last year. Actually, that was the year before last. Time just flies. I haven't had time to go hunting since then. But, I mean, people will freak out. I've had people at a restaurant freaking out that I work with as they eat a hamburger, going, "You killed deer?" And I go, "Well, that cow you just ate had its throat slit and a giant gas-powered hammer knocked its brains out." I mean, what kind of idiot hypocrite are you? But it's just they're not in reality, folks. They're not in reality. And we've killed all the wolves, you know, 98% of them, so there's nothing there to control the deer population. But again, you don't want to kill grackles, you don't want to kill wildcats, you don't want to let people hunt deer properly, you're going to have these problems. Black bears are now attacking people. Rattlesnakes, they won't let you kill rattlesnakes. Now the numbers of that are exploding.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, to give you the news behind the news, the story behind the story on a massive important issues, a man that never does interviews, a three-time Peabody nominee, and of course, listed in the top 100 talkers of all time, the biggest talk show host in the country, Jeff Rentz will be joining us coming up over the balance of the broadcast in the next segment. Bottom of the hour. Right now, let's go to Robert in Denver, then Sonny and others. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alexander. How are you?
Good.
Alex?
Yes, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, there's been a lot of talk in news lately about Iran and nuclear reactors and such, and maybe North Korea. Do you think any either of those countries really pose any threat to us at all?
North Korea is a substantive threat. Mm-hmm. With many years ago, they had at least three hydrogen weapons, maybe some more A-bombs they developed even before that. And we know that our government helped them enrich it and gave them the reactors that could be used for that. What Iran's doing is totally peaceful, and the IAEA inspectors are there, which, again, is bad enough, letting their sovereignty be destroyed. They've already given in to UN control. Either you let UN global domination be there, or the other side of the fake equation, you know, the evil Anglo-American establishment, it's all run by the same people. Either that or they'll invade you, even if you submit. No, Iran's not a threat unless they're attacked. I mean, you corner this creature, it may attack.
Well, then how do you see North Korea playing out? Do you see,
I don't know what the globalists are going to do. I mean, Kim Jong-il is a complete psychopath. I mean, he just apologized 15 years after he kidnapped a bunch of starlets who disappeared. I mean, he kidnaps Asian, South Korean, and Japanese starlets. And you talk about rape rooms. I mean, the guy has a 7-story pleasure palace.
Yeah,
the guy is like a Baron Harkonnen or something.
Mm-hmm. On another subject, have you heard the latest vote from the L.A. mayoral race? Do you know who's winning that?
The La Reconquista Mecha La Raza member won that.
Oh, so it's official now. He definitely did win.
That's what the L.A. Times is. Radia Villanoza, or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let me just dig the article out here. I've got it here.
Wow.
Somewhere in the stack here.
And he is a part of La Mecha, you say?
Yeah, it's Antonio Villarosa, elected L.A. mayor, councilman Antonio Villarosa, who's openly said on the radio, all whites must leave. I'm not kidding. We have that clip. We've had Glenn Spencer's played it. Trounced, all of you should just leave if you don't like it. Mayor James Hahn to become the city's first Hispanic mayor. Give me a Hispanic mayor if he loves freedom. Give me a black mayor. Give me a white mayor. Just don't give me somebody controlled by the bankers.
Yeah, I noticed they had a real low turnout, too, in L.A., which kind of surprised me. Just not.
Well, L.A. has special Diebold machines.
Oh.
Yeah, that magically go for Schwarzenegger, but all the other voting systems don't. Yeah, it's all staged, sir.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, I have no doubt if they had a real vote, it'd be a La Reconquista. They may not even have had to stage it. But I played the clip. That's how he says it. You know, he's just like, if you don't like it, leave. You need to go back to Europe. Whites need to go back to Europe. Oh, we need to vote for you. You're so good.
Well, I'm glad I'm not in California. Okay, Alex, thanks. Once again, great show.
All right, thank you for the call. Imagine if a guy said, I'm a Ku Klux Klan member and all blacks should go back to Africa. Imagine that. I mean, and then people said, well, we're going to vote. I mean, that's unacceptable. I heard some guy on, quote, Patriot Radio yesterday calling black people the most vile names, baboons, you name it. And I had to call in and confront the guy. And then, I was called a fed and a fat hog. And it all makes me sick. I mean, Villarosa makes me sick. These other people make me sick. The New World Order just loves it. It's totally unacceptable. Patriots should not put up with that. They shouldn't be calling Jews evil hook noses, and shouldn't be calling blacks just stuff I can't even say, folks. I mean, the baboon thing was the tip of the iceberg. And you know, that's the type of stuff I'll stand up against. And you know, it's a badge of honor. The people that are out there calling black people baboons are calling me a fat hog. And, you know, a Jew-controlled whatever. I mean, I just love it. You just keep it up, all of you people out there. I mean, and the stuff this guy was saying, I mean, if he's not a provocateur, he fits the M.O. of it. I mean, the things the guy was saying, nobody else would get away with this unless he was. Because he was saying stuff about lining up all these leaders with firing squads and all this. Man, if I said that, if I said a tenth of that, I'd be arrested in seconds. And I didn't mean to go off into that. It made me sick. And I tried to be nice about it, but the response was even more out of control. Well, we're going to be exposing Israel coming up in the next segment because it's run by an organized crime syndicate, not because they're Jews. Again, I stand up against organized crime, whether it's Adolf Hitler or Ariel Sharon, and I will expose it. And I will expose Antonio Villarosa, and I will expose the Ku Klux Klan. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My new film, Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is out. You can watch it right now, instantly, at prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions available. It's 3 hours long. It's really a mini-series in and of itself. And it covers the police state, what happened on 9/11, and who the globalists really are, this dark secret society that controls our planet. Toll-free number to get a hard copy, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order a hard copy of Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, off the secure shopping cart at InfoWars.com. And I, of course, have made 11 other films, carry a lot of other books and videos there in the bookstore on InfoWars.com, and your support is also vital, so please get the new film. I tell you, I've been twisting his arm for a long time, probably a year, to get him on the broadcast. He doesn't do interviews. He does his own syndicated radio broadcast from 9 to midnight Central, right here on this network, right up against me, the rebroadcast, but he's live. And I am routinely, at least once a month, on his show. He is a three-time Peabody nominee and, of course, a newsman from TV World. And then he started over 10 years ago his syndicated broadcast, listed as one of the top 100 hosts by the prestigious Talkers magazine. He is Jeff Rentz, and he, of course, is the founder and the man that is the editor and runs Rentz.com, one of the biggest alternative news sites on the web. And Jeff Rentz, it's a real honor to have you on, my friend. For those that don't know who you are, the few that may not, your depth and breadth and understanding of the globalist is unlike anybody else I've ever seen, and it's a real honor to have you with us.
Thank you, Alex, except your knowledge makes me seem like a Boy Scout. And if you keep producing videos and movies and all the documentaries you do, they're going to have a presidential-sized library in another 30 years to contain it all.
Well, that's very kind. Jeff, you're here to talk about a bunch of important subjects. In fact, when you agreed to come on last week, you said you wanted to talk about Iraq, DU, what Israel's up to, the police state, the national ID card, and voila, we have this member of parliament who said, hey, I'm going to turn the tables, kind of like what Howard Hughes did in those famous Senate committees that were televised.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And that happened yesterday. So fill us in on who Mr. Galloway is.
He's a British member of parliament, but more than that, he's a real human being, a real man. He's a man of integrity, a man of honesty, a very eloquent spokesman for his views, and he came to America yesterday, and in my opinion, one of the greatest, most heroic moments in recent American political history occurred when British MP George Galloway literally shredded Republican Zionist Senator Norm Coleman and the United States Senate. I think many of you saw the clip on television last night. I've got it up at the top of Rentz.com. You can click on the link and go right to see it. It's about 4 minutes long. And I have seen a lot of people speak over the years, Alex. This man did what most of his American contemporaries should be doing. I thought that his remarks were the most righteous, brilliant, and truly patriotic words, capital P, patriotic words that I may have ever heard spoken in the halls of Congress, and none more so. I mean, you can go back to Howard Hughes, General Douglas MacArthur, there were some great speakers, but this man comes from England. How pathetic, Alex, how morbidly sad that these words and the condemnation had to come from a British MP and not from a member of the U.S., wimpy, whining, corrupted, perverted, immoral, hypocritical, treasonous, lapdog, trembling U.S. Congress. I mean, think about it. So obsessed as it is with destroying the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, here comes George Galloway and puts them all to shame. There are a couple of exceptions, but I still don't hear anybody speaking like this man did. When I saw that clip last night, I was rocked back on my heels.
Now, we really can't do justice with it with just the audio, and again, it's off the web, so it's not the best. But at Rentz.com, at Infowars.com, you can go there and watch it with the video. I'm going to purchase a DVD of it from C-SPAN, or the listener would like to go to quicker, or somebody taped it, overnight it to me. And I want to put, because I had a chance to watch online more of the exchanges, it got even better. I think sometime next week we'll load it up in higher quality and maybe air 20 minutes of it during an hour.
Well, when you come on my program on the 23rd, let's plan on doing that.
Absolutely. The fourth Monday of every month, I'm on with you, Jeff, and I'm always honored to do that. It's always I always learn something. Jeff, for those that aren't aware of the oil for food scandal, who was really behind it, how they've tried to smoke screen this, for those that don't know, let's fill people in a little bit about why he came here. I mean, he could have ignored the, quote, subpoena or the challenge, but no, he said, yes, I will go.
He was condemned in the American media and most of the controlled media, of course, for an alleged document.
I think you should sue him.
Well, of course. This particular document had his name on it. It was a fraud. Yet another fraudulent piece of paper.
Surprising. The neocons creating fake documents?
I know. It is amazing, isn't it? Let's do this. Before we do that, I think I'm going to, if we can, I want to make sure we get how long before the break?
We got about 10 minutes.
Okay. You have a different clock than I do. Nice. All right. Well, let's go ahead and play it. I want the people to hear this man first, then we'll come back and do that.
All right. Here it is.
So there's nothing fanciful about this. Nothing at all fanciful about it. The existence of forged documents implicating me in commercial activities with the Iraqi regime is a proven fact. It's a proven fact that these forged documents existed and were being circulated amongst right-wing newspapers in Baghdad and around the world in the immediate aftermath of the fall of the Iraqi regime. Now, Senator, I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis, but they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time. I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right, and you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives, 1,600 of them American soldiers, sent to their deaths on a pack of lies, 15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever, on a pack of lies. If the world had listened to Kofi Annan, whose dismissal you demanded, if the world had listened to President Chirac, who you want to paint as some kind of corrupt traitor, if the world had listened to me and the anti-war movement in Britain, we would not be in the disaster that we're in today. Senator, this is the mother of all smoke screens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it. Have a look at the real scandal breaking in the newspapers today, revealed in the earlier testimony in this committee, that the biggest sanctions busters were not me or Russian politicians or French politicians. The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government.
And I believe that's not the entire clip. The most powerful part, and we'll find the entire clip and play it because I was watching it. The entire clip, he goes on to say that America is controlled by these Zionist politicians and by these phony so-called neocon Christians doing this, Jeff. I mean, that's in the full clip.
Right, right. Well, we'll get that pulled out, and I look forward to hearing it all next week. I was only able to see that short segment. And again, I do not recall seeing an American speak with any more conviction or brilliance in the face of such an obvious smear and setup than George Galloway did. That panel, of course, Coleman's one of several congressional committees investigating the allegations that Hussein, as you heard, manipulated the $64 billion oil for food program.
And it's not an allegation. He did it, and Dick Cheney and Halliburton were some of the biggest people involved. The point is that Galloway wasn't involved in this, and they try to tag it on him when they're all involved. Regardless, they lied about all this, and he's right. This is a smokescreen. When somebody's done something bad, or they're bad, they'll try to accuse you out of hand.
Same old story. It's a typical MO. It's right out of the textbook on how to smear people and deflect attention, project it on other people. There's a fellow named Sajjad Ahmad Ali, who has previously claimed to have been involved in forging the list, the fake list, which had Galloway's name. And Ali said, we forged, this is a quote now, we forged this list of names and titles of people who got money from the Ministry of Information, the palace, and the oil for food. We worked for 10 days, and then we steamed the papers a bit, and then dried them out so that they would look old. He said, I beg anyone who reads his name, Galloway's, in these papers to ask for the original version and check the date of the writing with carbon dating. And so you can go on from there. The party that Galloway represents is called the Respect Party. Kind of a novel approach, respect anymore. He said, we know forgeries were being produced and one is being used in evidence. We don't have to prove an international conspiracy, nor are we alleging one, but we are saying that there is a forgery here, and there sure as hell is. And just another dark moment in international geopolitics.
Well, I mean, we have them producing a 12-year-old at the time of the invasion, now 14-year-old plus graduate student document that was written up. They said,
right,
this is the latest MI6 documents. Colin,
yep,
Powell used it.
Yep.
We know that at the same time they produced the fake Niger document on uranium. That's now admitted to be totally...
The Yellow Cake hoax. Look, the road is paved with bricks of hoaxes, one after another, fraud after fraud. It's a fraud. It's a highway of fraud to doom and deceit. It took a man of truth like Galloway from England to remind America of what it is to be an American and to speak the honest truth without fear and cowardice like he did yesterday. His remarks, and I know you agree with me, would have made our founding fathers stand up and cheer, and they probably were from somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, on the BBC, Galloway accepts Washington call. There's a little press conference he gave, about a three-minute video. Perhaps we should go to that article and get that and play that sometime in the next hour. We'll probably have some more clips coming up in the next hour. Jeff, I mean, we know the Iraq war was a fraud, but Rumsfeld says he never said that there were weapons of mass destruction, despite the fact there's over 100 video clips, and the president's own report that he sent to Congress to get the authorization for the use of force. I mean,
We now live in the age of the lie. It is.
But they say they never said that, Jeff, and we're conspiracy theorists.
Of course, of course. We live in an age of utter artifice and deception. There's no subtlety about it anymore. They just flat-out lie, and the media, of course, disseminates it.
Well, here's an example on 9/11. The 9/11 Whitewash Commission, they call independent, is appointed by Bush. Total oxymoron.
Remember when they appointed Kissinger as the first director of that panel? And I was surprised that America didn't go into more of an outrage, but they did. And talk about shoving it in our faces.
Kissinger? But then they say that the Tower 1 and 2 had no support columns in the middle, that it was hollow. And then in their own diagrams they put in the report, it shows no support columns, but every university that teaches architecture has it. It had the biggest support columns of any building ever built.
Of course. Everything's a lie. And
they just say those support columns weren't there, Jeff.
That makes it true, doesn't it? And what happens is the average American who has an interest in truth and reality and what's really going on, after a point, and it's understandable, unless they listen to you or other folks who are trying to bring them the truth and really focus on it, they give up. They said, what the hell? I can't figure this out.
Well, it's like background noise, and you know, we've always had revisionist history, but now they're like cramming hundreds of years of revisionist history into just a few years.
They're rewriting history as it's happening, not only in the past, but they're doing it on the run. And that's why when anything big happens, the best news usually will appear in the first, few hours, and then it begins to be rewritten and spun. They rewrite it on the run. It's truly amazing how they
do it. Jeff, I have a question for you. They claim they've killed al-Zarqawi three times, captured him four times.
The one-legged cripple?
But they never retract the last time they claim they kill him when they kill him again. I mean, why don't they use somebody new? I mean, is it like a test to see if we'll notice?
Apparently he still has some tread life left on him, and they're going to run with him. It's just like the alleged 9/11 hijackers. Seven of them are still alive, and yet their names still appear on the list. I mean, yeah, it's just a joke. It's a joke. Now, Zarqawi apparently has one leg, if he's still alive at all. It's just like bin Laden in his cave with his dialysis machine. They keep talking about these things. They beat these things, and yet people still in the mass media run with them as if they're reality. And the American
Buzzy Krongard tells the Times of London, we don't want to catch him. And then we get the documents on it, but then they still say they're trying to catch him.
I know. Well, again, it's they'll say whatever pleases them, or whatever happens to go into George Bush's earpiece will come out of his mouth, and it's just the same old thing.
Jeff, there's so many issues. There's
too many, and that's another thing they have going for them is that there are so many issues, Alex. It takes a genius like you to try to catalog them in your documentaries and brilliant videos and on your program. They know that. It's the noise level, and it's not just background noise. It's foreground noise. It is total noise, and people overdose, and they say, I want to unplug from this madness. I don't give a damn how crooked it is. I want out. And that's why most Americans are not involved anybody anymore. Anybody with a brain will not run for public office. In point of fact, anybody who seeks public office probably ought to be barred from it. It just goes on and on. It goes, you know, it's the wrong reason, the wrong attitude, the wrong ethics. As Patricia Schroeder, the former representative from Colorado, I think it was, said, our congressmen and senators check their spinal columns at the door each day when they report for work.
Jeff Rentz, syndicated broadcaster, joining us on the other side of this break. There's just a whole mass of issues we're going to be covering. He'll be with us for the rest of this broadcast. Stay with us. Rentz.com is the website.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Multiculturalism. Really what it is it's the government picking which groups it wants to tribalize or make very militant and racist. And then it's okay for those groups to be that way. And then whatever the majority group is, they're told to be guilty and tame and take it. And then the Fortune 500 and the big foundations fund it. And I've played clips here from Antonio Villaraigosa, city councilman, now mayor of L.A., on radio programs in L.A. where he says, hey, whites should just leave California. They don't like it. They should go back to Europe where the pilgrims came from. And he's a member of Mecha and La Raza, and Mecha openly goes at their parades and has pictures of white people's heads cut off and hands out flyers saying we're going to kill all whites and for our race everything, for every other race nothing. And but why is that acceptable? And why are they trying to sell Hispanics on joining this bandwagon? Because it's part of balkanizing this country, and George Bush and the Democrats support it. And now Antonio Villaraigosa, the Hispanic supremacist, has been elected, and we're going to have the racial state of California. It's absolutely amazing. And coming up the next hour, we'll get into depleted uranium, the Iraq War. We'll get into genetically engineered foods. We'll get into what's really happening to the environment with Jeff Rentz. Jeff, Antonio Villaraigosa, we played clips of him here before, saying stuff you'd expect to hear the Ku Klux Klan saying.
Agreed, but it's okay. Perfectly fine, because he's a minority. Proposition 187 was the death knell of California, followed shortly thereafter by the announced obvious statistic that the majority of Californians were now of Latino heritage, many of them, of course, illegal. Prop 187, for those of you who don't know, was voted by, it was the initiative process in California, voted by the majority of Californians to begin to cut off aid to illegal immigrants of all nationalities and races. It was predictably and tragically kicked up through the court system by lawsuits, and finally got to the California State Supreme Court, which wasted no time at all in chopping it into 100 pieces and throwing it into the trash can, ending Californians' last chance, of all Californians, to really take control of their state.
And now Bush is nationwide going to fund the free health care and welfare more than citizens get. It's
right.
Designed to accelerate the flood of third world invaders.
He's inviting them in. It's been an open door policy for a long time. And
i.e. last week, the order to stand down at the Border Patrol now admitted.
Please go into that just a tiny bit, because a lot of people missed that story. I pushed it, you did, but for those of you who may have missed it, this is crucial to the
understanding. Well, I had Congressman Tom Tancredo on yesterday for 30 minutes, and he said it is for world government.
Yeah.
They want to destroy America.
Of course they do. They have to bring America down to second-rate status. A strong, independent America remains as a beacon to the world, a light for other countries and peoples who are struggling against oppression, and you can't have that here. So we're being homogenized into a second and third world status to further sublimate this country and reduce its stature on the world stage, so no one has any true role model to look to. That's part of the game. General MacArthur, I mentioned MacArthur last time in one of his final speeches. He says, it is part of the general pattern of misguided policy that our country is now geared to an arms economy which was bred in an artificially induced psychosis of war hysteria and nurtured upon an incessant propaganda of fear. MacArthur said that in 51. So what has changed? Nothing. Except they're better at it. They've got more technology now than they ever dreamed they'd have. And we have open borders here. I've had so many people on, customs agents, border patrol agents like you have. We know that these decisions and instructions and orders are coming from the
highest
level.
The head of the Border Patrol Union told me a year ago that they've already been ordered to stand down.
You got it.
But, oh, give up all your rights domestically and have a national ID card. It's going to be selectively enforced. It's a joke.
When the Senate voted unanimously for the real ID card, Charlotte Iserbeek called it unanimous treason, and I completely concur with
it. Well, I want to talk about that Real ID Act as well, and the fight against it, and now they're trying to implement it, but Lord Bush has signed it. In the next hour, with Jeff Rentz's website, Rentz.com, be sure and check out my websites at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as Infowars.net. But be sure and check it out, one of the biggest sites on the web, Rentz.com. We'll be back with the third hour. Keep it locked in.